you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and was appointed to go with you and to bear fruit that will remain, so that what you ever ask of the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. So how many of you are going to go to school on Monday? Good answer. Just checking. I want to make sure. And your parents know you don't have school on Monday, right? Okay. So, in today's gospel, Jesus talks about, you are my friends. What do you do with a friend? Anybody? Oh, yes. Right there. Oh, wait a minute. Remember, I'm old and am hard of hearing. Go ahead, try it again.
To be friends and not be mean to each other and have fun together.
To be friends means not to be mean to each other and have fun together.
And don't lie.
Pardon?
And don't lie.
And don't lie. Ooh, don't lie to your friends. Okay?
To help each other.
To help each other, good. Let's go way. Get my steps in. Oh, all the way. Okay. Look at it. I'm going to keep going. Any of the adults back? Oh. Whew. Hold on. I got to catch my breath. Okay.
You got to play with your friends.
Don't what?
Play with your friends.
You play with your friends. Okay, good. How about on this side? Oh, now I got to. Excuse me. How you doing?
Great.
What do you do with your friends?
Oh, we learn together.
You learn together. Excellent. All right. Yes.
Play video games together.
Video games. I remember those. What's your favorite one?
Minecraft, Fortnite.
Oh, okay. Oh, those things. Okay.
Help him during hard times.
Help him during hard times. You had your hand up, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, okay. No worries. Be kind to people. You notice he didn't say, be kind to my friends. He said, be kind to people. Not just the people you like, not just your friends, but everybody. That was excellent. Good job. And all the way around here, one more. Okay. I'm getting there. Video games. Minecraft? Fortnite? Any others? Okay, don't want to put you on the spot. All right. So one person out there said, we do things with our friends, things we like. We might go out to eat with them. So Jesus is our friend. So what is that? What do we do with Jesus as our friend? How does he help us? Have any of you ever been sick? Anybody? Yeah. And when you're sick, usually the mom, sometimes the dad, will take care of you. They might bring you, one of my favorite things. Well, let's see. When I was sick as a kid, it was tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich. I don't know if that's the thing now, but back when I was, that's what you got. You might get chicken soup now. You might get something else. Like I said, it's usually done by your mom because your mom is your friend. Your mom loves you. What about those people? Like, you walk outside here and there might be somebody you don't know. How would you treat them? Would you treat them as a friend? I always love that we have people that put their hands up. That's great. Well, I'm going to, you know, give you the answer. You should at least go up to them and say, hi, how are you doing? Maybe smile. And if they're having a bad day, they might go, oh, go away. I don't want to talk to you. Go away, go away. But that's okay, because you went up to them. You asked them how they were doing. And with Jesus being our friend, one of the things you can do, not only come to Mass, not only go to adoration, but sometimes you really want to freak your parents out. This is what you ask them. Say, Mom and Dad, can we maybe go to Mass early so I can just sit in church and pray? Oh my, I don't know what your parents would do. They would probably think, probably go up and check your temperature. Are you all right? Are you my child? What happened? But that is the best thing. You want to spend time with your friends. Jesus is our friend. He is here in church. Come a little early. Or, well, you can't do it today. I'm sure your teachers would be upset if you said, we'd love to stay after Mass and just pray. I don't think that's going to happen. But yeah, maybe stay late when you come to Mass. Just tell your parents, I want to spend an extra 5 minutes with Jesus. That'll probably freak them out too. Friends, people you want to spend time with, people you enjoy, and people who are there when you need them.